latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola feels Man City have kept their Premier League title defence alive by beating Liverpool on Thursday night. The champions cut the gap on the Premier League leaders to 4 points with a tense 2-1 win in a frantic clash at the Etihad Stadium. Liverpool, who were unbeaten and could have gone 10 points clear with victory, had gone into the game as favourites after winning their previous 9 matches. City manager Guardiola, though, on the performance said, "We reduced the gap, but still they are top of the table, still they are 4 points ahead, but it is enough points to be calm, and it is a good moment to congratulate and say thank you to these incredible players. Today they showed everybody how good they are against an incredible team. It was a good spectacle and both teams played to win." And finally, Vincent Kompany defended his controversial tackle on Mohamed Salah in that win at the Etihad. Kompany escaped with a caution in the Premier League clash after connecting with Salah shin high as the Egypt international tried to jump out of the way. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp felt referee Anthony Taylor had made the wrong call by issuing only a caution, but City's captain insisted his intent was purely to win the ball. Kompany said, "I thought it was a great challenge, was it not? All right. On the pitch I felt I got the ball, a bit of the man, but it wasn't naughty. I didn't try to injure him, that's for sure. It was that or let him go through on goal, and the decision was made very quickly in my head." Klopp did question whether referees needed to see blood or an open wound before issuing a red card. He said, "I like him, Kompany. He is such a fantastic player, but situations like this happen. A player makes a decision, goes on the ground and makes a sliding tackle and takes the risk. If Mo is on his feet, not in the moment when he jumps over him, we talk differently about the outcome."